Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Late season dryness is taking the top off the crop of the corn and soybeans. Premium Ag Solutions President Bo Jacobson, who's based at Hitterdal, Minnesota, is hoping for some moisture.
Yeah, a little rain would be great. You know, I would have said 3 weeks ago we had the best crop coming ever, and you know, week after week, we just watch it steadily decline, and, you know, it's hanging in there. The corn's hanging in nice. Beans are really going to need a shot to get that top cluster to fill and or even survive at this point. So, you know, a good inch would go a long ways, and then one more to finish things out. But, you know, I think we're still going to have an above-average crop coming in.
Premium Ag Solutions is conducting side-by-side field trials.
We've been playing with some 28% ammonium thiol out the back of the planters, and we're seeing some crop development some drastic changes there. Looks like the crop tasseled about 5-6 days ahead where we had the thio and 28 out the back of the planter. So giving things a little bit better early development and a good start. So, you know, I'm thinking with as dry as it's being, that crop being further along before we got dry, I think we're going to see some yield differences there.
Farmers are